Dr. Renee Levine is with us from the Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center at Our Lady of the Lake. What is the senator, based on what you know, facing at this time?
Well, he definitely has probably the battle of his life right now. This is one of the most aggressive brain tumors that we face. So his five-year survival is unfortunately only about 5%. But then again, 5% will beat this tumor.
Well, my mother had this and died with it 18 years ago and lasted about 6.5 months. And unfortunately, my mother's end is far more common than those who defeat it, as you say. But have there been advances in the last two decades to address glioblastoma?
There have been many advances, and unfortunately, it hasn't shown itself out in the survival statistics as much as we'd like, but there are certainly advances in really all forms of modalities, such as surgery. There are advances there using imaging to guide the surgeons. There are advances in radiation oncology, ways to give higher doses of radiation more safely and where we want it. And advances in chemotherapy, especially the use of chemotherapy along with radiation. So we're making some headway, as well as basic science and learning about, you know, which tumors are more sensitive to certain treatments and novel ways to give those treatments.
Now, the first few months after diagnosis can actually be an improvement because of the treatment a person receives, and that's why the return of the senator to Washington last week to cast a vote just a few weeks after his diagnosis. Other than the scar on his face, he looked and sounded fine, but at this point in the game, that's not all that unusual for somebody to make at least a brief comeback, isn't it? Isn't that fairly common at this point?
Yeah, it really depends on where in the brain someone's tumor develops, and where John McCain's tumor developed was described, and realized that I haven't seen his films, but they describe it in his frontal lobe, which is an area where a tumor can grow without necessarily significantly affecting you for quite a while. So that is probably why he was able to bounce back. Also, we know that because he didn't, just based on the fact that he didn't have much neurological problem, is another reason, kind of puts him in a better category.
877-217-5757 or talk at talklouisiana.org for Dr. Renee Levine of the Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center at Our Lady of the Lake. And you specialize in this sort of thing. Is this a fairly common cancer, or is this a rare one, or somewhere in between?
Well, brain tumors in and of themselves are not anywhere near as common as, for instance, lung cancer or breast cancer. But these types of aggressive tumors, like a glioblastoma, of all the malignant tumors, malignant gliomas, glioblastoma is more than half of them. There are also tumors that we call benign tumors, very slow-growing brain tumors. The very interesting thing about tumors that develop in the brain, though, is the fact that they tend to not spread to other areas of the body, as opposed to, for instance, a lung cancer that can spread to the brain. A tumor that starts in the brain usually does not spread to the rest of the body. So one would think that with enough local treatment, you would be able to make an impact or do something about it or hopefully cure it.
A listener, Casey, asked Dr. Levine if Senator McCain's erratic questioning of James Comey a few months ago might have been related to his brain tumor.
Probably not, but, you know, you have to realize, again, I sound like a radiologist. I haven't seen the films, but probably not. And also understand, too, that these very aggressive brain tumors tend to, because they grow quickly, start to give you symptoms fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. So he was talking about, I did read, though, that he was talking about having some blurred vision and just happened to mention that. And I really think that that was probably, if we're getting an accurate picture, probably the only symptom he really was getting.
What is the general treatment when somebody is diagnosed? Is surgery usually a part of the package?
Oh, yeah. Surgery is about the main package. But with the brain, you have to be very careful where you operate. You don't want to operate in an area that's going to give somebody horrendous complications. So there are areas that can be operated on and areas that can't. And if someone develops an aggressive brain tumor in an area that can't be operated on, then we go to radiation, usually with chemotherapy. If you have a tumor that can be operated on and removed without any significant risk, then we go to radiation and chemotherapy afterward to kill the microscopic remaining cancer cells that we absolutely know are there.
Another listener asks about the quality of treatment in a place like Baton Rouge. If you have a tumor of this kind, is it better to go to, say, MD Anderson in Houston, or is the treatment just as competent here in Baton Rouge?
Well, you might think I'm biased, but I'm very proud of what we have here at Mary Byrd. We have a phenomenal department. I trained at one of the largest brain tumor centers in the country way back when, because I'm old, but you can't tell that because I'm on radio. We have a phenomenal physics department and a very strong leadership and support. So what we're able to offer here is really absolutely the best of the standard care. The time often that people will be referred to a place like MD Anderson is when they've had recurrence after the standard treatments, possibly to get a treatment that may not be available in Baton Rouge. But it is very important that you get good treatment. There's no question about that.
Another listener notes that Ted Kennedy had glioblastoma and lasted about a year and a half, and he actually spoke at the Democratic Convention in, I think that was July of 2008, which would have been about 7 months after his diagnosis. He got the very best of medical care, I'm sure, but couldn't beat it, but still had a year and a half, and based on his age, he was 77, that's at that time, that was 2009, Dr. Levine, that was considered to be an exceptional period of normality for the senator. Today, when somebody gets it, if you were advising a family, and we're talking about estimates, but is a year and a half about as much as can be expected in most cases?
Yeah, but again, it's very variable, depending how someone is doing neurologically, how old they are, whether they could be operated on. It makes a big difference. So I try not to give people overall numbers. Now, as far as Senator Kennedy is concerned, I remember I saw that speech he gave, and I also noticed the hair loss that he had from the radiation treatment. He actually went to the center in Boston where I worked before I came to Baton Rouge. I suspect he had a much bigger tumor than what John McCain has, just based on just looking at him.
Okay, we have about 30 seconds, but another question from a listener. Is a second surgery sometimes possible if the cancer recurs?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We have a lot of secondary and other treatments to give. We have a technology called gamma knife radiosurgery that's available here at Mary Byrd that also can treat very localized areas once, you know, we reach the tolerance of the normal brain tissue. So there's lots of things that can be done, but definitely surgery can be done.
Thank you, Dr. Renee Levine, Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned.